once again. Today is Tuesday, June 15th. I forgot to mention yesterday, it was Flag Day. It was also the birthday of President Trump and of the United States Army. It's one of my favorite days in June. And that's saying a lot because my birthday's in June. So it is one of my favorite days in June. And I did mean to mention that. And what happened was I actually did the podcast yesterday. I recorded the entire thing with the microphone turned off. And so I had to redo it. And when I did the second take, I failed to mention that. So I just wanted to say that I did honor Flag Day yesterday. I do appreciate our flag and our United States Army and President Trump. So sorry I forgot to mention that yesterday. So today we're going to be talking about a few things. I want to talk about politicians pandering. We're seeing that a lot. And Joe Biden at the G7 summit. I'm sure you've heard a lot about that. We'll be talking a little about that too. And then also something in the news today that Illinois is looking to ban coal plants, believe it or not. So we will be talking about those things after the break. All right, so let's talk about politicians pandering. So I noticed on Facebook, I tend to get myself in trouble when I go to politicians and elected officials' Facebook pages and comment on their posts. And it's mostly because all of their eager yes men followers will come to their defense every time something is said to criticize them. That's just the way of the world, I guess, is they don't want to see their politicians criticized. Unfortunately for them, fortunately for the rest of us, we live in a free country and we live in a democracy where the people's voice does matter. And so we get to comment on what our politicians are saying and doing. Now, the thing is, though, what I usually talk about, what I usually point out, especially in the past few days this has been happening, is when they say things and do things that are meaningless. They're only saying it to stir up their followers. For instance, Tammy Duckworth posted about what was the one one that came up yesterday. There's been a few that she's done, but the one that came up yesterday was about transgender athletes. And her comment, what she said in her post, was that conservatives, that Republicans are trying to prevent transgender students from competing in sports. That is an actual lie. That is just absolutely untrue. And so she's trying to push for, I just remembered what the other thing was, I'll get to it. But she's trying to push for these transgender athletes to be able to compete in sports in the gender that they are not. For instance, specifically for, and I always get it mixed up on how to say it. I believe to say trans female or trans woman, trans women, however you would say that. Basically, a man who's wanting to be a woman or claiming to be a woman, a male who's claiming to be a female. And I should clarify that, because they do like to use the terms men and women, but we're talking about children here. We're talking about schools and children. So we're, you know, it's not really fair to call them trans women, because they're not even women, period. None of them are, whether they're male or female, none of them are women. They are girls. They're little girls. And so it isn't fair what Republicans are saying is it isn't fair to have a biological male. And let's talk about, you know, say 12 years old, 13 years old. A male is hitting puberty and he's starting to form muscle and hit his growth spurt. And so he's taller than the females. He's stronger than the females. And it's not that, oh, poor little fragile females. No, it's just a matter of biology that the male body is going to grow stronger at a quicker rate at that time in their lives. That isn't saying anything negative about females at all. It's just how things are. And it's often been said that females develop emotionally faster than males. So again, that's not a derogatory statement toward males to say that. It's just saying that's just biology. That's just how it is. So anyway, so Tammy Duckworth wants to say, oh, we should allow all transgender students to compete in athletics, and these evil Republicans are just wanting to kick them out, as if the schools are asking the children, are you transgender? And if they say that they are, well, then you can't be in sports at all. And that just is not true. That is not what they are saying. That is not what they're wanting. That is not at all the argument. But that's what Tammy Duckworth wants to say. Now, why? She knows this. She knows that Republicans aren't against this. She's saying it specifically to get her followers riled up against Republicans, and we should not vote for Republicans because they hate trans people. And that is not true at all. Yes, there are some who hate trans people. There are some Democrats who hate people. That's not, I would argue that there's probably more Democrats who hate people than Republicans who hate people, just in general. But that's not, you know, that's not, doesn't have anything to do with a party designation. It just has to do with people. Some people are just bad, okay? You know, some people are just hate. They're hateful. And that's just how it is. It has nothing to do with saying, oh, these conservatives, these evil conservatives. That's just wrong. The other thing that Tammy Duckworth had posted, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but I just want people to understand how they're pandering and to call BS, you know, when you see it. That's what it amounts to, is to just look at it and go, whoa, hold on. Why are you saying this? So another thing that Tammy Duckworth had said was that we need a path to citizenship for immigrants. We have one. We have a pathway to citizenship. We literally have a pathway to citizenship. We have lots of citizens in the United States who were not born here. How did they do that if there wasn't a pathway to citizenship? There absolutely is. What she's implying, or what she's wanting to, what she's not saying, but what the argument that she's actually pushing for is that we should just have a free, no holds barred, just anybody who wants to be a citizen, you just say you want to be a citizen and suddenly you're just a citizen, and that's just how it is. Well, that's just irresponsible. For national security purposes, that is completely irresponsible, because if what the Democrats say about Russian hacking into our elections, and it's been shown, yes, they did. Well, okay, then, do we really want the people who are trying to meddle in our elections and mess up the things that we have going in our government? Do we really want those bad actors to be citizens? Do we really want to just give them citizenship? And so on that post, what I got in trouble for was I actually said that there are people who are citizens now who probably shouldn't be citizens, because they're not people that we want in this country. Now, that just, oh my gosh, that got an uproar. Are you saying there are people who should revoke their citizenship? Well, you know what? Yes, I am. I'm saying that terrorists who live in the United States, who are American citizens, domestic terrorists, should not be citizens. They should be kicked out. They shouldn't be citizens. I don't think that's that controversial. Apparently it is. And then we have Senator Dick Durbin telling us that we need to make June Pride Month. I thought it was. I thought it already was. What? Yeah, on Facebook, he's proud to once again join my U.S. Senate Democrat colleagues in introducing a resolution recognizing June as LGBTQ plus Pride Month. That's what? It already is. It's already a thing, Durbin. What are you doing? You're pandering. That's what you're doing. You're pandering. Now, I also want to mention, because we're going to come back to our esteemed governor, J.B. Pritzker, in a second, or, well, in a while, to talk about the coal plants. But I also want to mention that he's not free of this either. Although, in his case, it was more of bragging about something that I couldn't believe he would brag about. Apparently, now let me make sure that I get these numbers correct. Because he was very proud of himself. Oh, let me pull that up. Let's see here. Oh my, he posts so much. Well, let's just say it was a lot. It was a lot of foreign companies investing in Illinois. I mean, a lot, like thousands of companies, not thousands of dollars, thousands of companies, foreign companies investing in Illinois. Now, what does that mean, investing in Illinois? Well, that sounds like a positive thing, right? Hey, we got money. Cool. Except, where are we getting this from? We're getting this from foreigners? Really? We're getting this from non-Americans? Now, that isn't xenophobic. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about nationality. I'm talking about national security. I'm talking about America first. This has nothing to do with just a fear of people from other countries. I have no fear of people from other countries. Trust me. Bring it on, buddy. We've got guns. So I'm not afraid of people from other countries. If you want to try to cause us trouble, I will be right there with my fellow patriots to fight against you. However, when our own governors, our own elected officials brag about a foreign company investing in us, that's not something to brag about. That's something to be ashamed of, to say that, wow, we're running off American companies, that businesses are leaving Illinois like crazy, and we're bragging about foreign companies investing in Illinois. That's not something to brag about. Again, pandering. That's all that is. We're going to go on a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about Biden at G7. All right. So let's talk about President Biden. What do we say about Biden? Well, he's probably got dementia. I think most people believe that, even if they aren't willing to admit it. His dedicated followers are definitely not ready to admit it. But come on. Did you hear the guy at the G7 summit getting confused about Libya and Syria? And finally, at one point, he just says they're there. You know, oh, yeah, they're there. Oh, okay. Libya's in one place and Syria's in another, but they're both there. They exist. Thank you, President Biden, for pointing that out. But he was referring to programs that he wants us to do, foreign programs in Syria, to help them. And he called it Libya. So and then he called it Syria, but then he called it Libya again. So he didn't really know what he was talking about. And so he finally just ended by saying they're there. You know, it's the thing. That's what he tends to do when he gets all muddled and messed up. He just says, you know, just states a fact like that. They're there, or, you know, the thing or whatever. He just puts it on there. So, you know, what can we say? Poor guy. He has handlers, apparently, because he's always talking about how he's not supposed to answer questions. I've never heard a president say that. I've never heard a single president say that. Obama certainly didn't say that. Obama was in control of the White House and of his staff. And Trump definitely was. His staff, a lot of his staff didn't like him. And it would end up, you know, that he may fire them, and then they'd come out and say all these bad things about him and how he was a terrible person or whatever. And he was definitely in control. And any other president, I've never heard any other president say, oh, I better not answer this. My staff's going to get upset with me. Why would they get upset with you? What could they possibly be upset about? Well, you know exactly what they would be upset about, because they know he's going to say something. He's going to do something that you're just, we talked about Trump like that. We would say, oh gosh, don't let him talk. As soon as he talks, he's going to say something bad. But then Biden comes along and we're like, oh my gosh, can we have Trump back? At least he knew what he was talking about. Even if you didn't agree with it, he said things. There were only a couple of times where Trump said things that I felt like he didn't really know. And when I say he doesn't know what he's talking about, I don't mean that he doesn't know the subject matter. There's a lot of times that elected officials in particular talk about things that they're not educated on. And that's one thing, you know, that's fine, because they're representatives and they're supposed to, they have a staff, they have people. You know, the president has a cabinet, and the cabinet is the one that's supposed to have the expertise on the subjects. But the president is the one, he's the mouthpiece. He's supposed to be the one that's aware of what he's saying. And that's what I'm getting at. Like, Trump was very aware of what he was saying 99% of the time. Like I said, there were only a couple of times where I thought, I don't know if he knows where he's going with this. But most of the time, he did know exactly where he's going with this. And that's not unique to Trump, by the way. All presidents, you can find something where they're giving a speech and suddenly you realize, oh, he didn't really know what he's talking about at this point. He's kind of confused on what the subject is, I think. But for the most part, they don't do that. They're very eloquent speakers. That's the reason that they got elected, was because of, yeah, and unfortunately, that's part of it, is, you know, there's a skill level to being able to orate, to speak, and that's why we elect them. But Biden doesn't seem to have that. I don't want to speak ill of George W. Bush, but he always spoke in kind of a condescending tone. He always had sort of a smirk on his face. I always noticed that anytime he gave public speeches, it was always like with this attitude of he was talking down to people. And I didn't like that about W. I didn't like that at all. And Biden has the same thing, that come on, man, you know, that tone he's always using. And in fact, and at the G7, when he was questioned by a reporter about some of the policies that he hasn't gotten rid of that are Trump policies, and he gets down in the microphone and he just says 120 days. Come on, man. Well, he didn't say come on, man. He said 120 days, and he said give me time or something like that. But it was just the way that he said it. It was like, oh. What is wrong with you, man? Calm down. You know, he could just say, that's in the works. We're definitely going to do that. You know, we'll circle back to it. He needs Jen Psaki to talk for him, because he can't talk for himself, because when he does, that's the reason his staff doesn't want him to talk. If you want to know why his staff doesn't want him to answer questions, just listen to him answer a question and you'll go, oh, that's why they told him don't answer questions. And then it's so funny. He's on camera. He's in the public, right? You know, being recorded, being broadcast live in many cases. And he'll say, just pretend like I didn't answer that question. Just don't tell anybody, sir, you're live. They know. They just heard you say that. I mean, it's funny, but it's also just very sad. It is a sad state of affairs that we live in an America where the president acts like that. And it's a comedy show. It really is a comedy show. If Trump was a reality star who became president, Biden is a president who should become a reality show star. I would watch it. I absolutely would, because it would be hilarious. He would be phenomenal in a reality show, in a series. That's what he should do instead of running the country, because he's not running the country. You know, we know that. There are people behind the scenes that are running the country, but it's not Joe Biden. And you know, our enemies are loving it. So yeah, Joe Biden at G7. Good show, great entertainment. Not a lot of actual, you know, government things being done, but we got a lot of sound bites and things to appreciate from him. So gonna take another quick break. When I come back, we'll talk quickly about Illinois is banning coal plants. So we'll be back after the break. Okay, so just saw this in the news today, Chicago Tribune article, state poised to ban coal power plants. Illinois would become first state in Midwest to enact, get this, prohibition. What a word to use for that. Prohibition, because that was such a popular topic, right? When we banned alcohol, that was great. And so let's just ban coal. That's awesome. Illinois, of all states, to be the first state in Midwest to enact prohibition, just shows you that the politicians in power, particularly our esteemed Supreme Leader, J.B. Pritzker from California, doesn't have a clue what Illinois needs. Not one clue. So, and here's proof. This is not something that's popular with anyone in Illinois. No one, not even Chicago, no one in Illinois favors this. And here's proof in the article. Let me read here. I'll read this and then we'll go back. This is later on down in the article, but it says several hurdles remain. In particular, opposition from five Chicago suburbs and dozens of downstate communities. Well, downstate is, of course, Chicago code for central and southern Illinois. That's what we call them. They call it downstate, whatever. If you say communities, though, I think it's probably going to be more than dozens. I mean, dozens, I guess it could be, you know, thousands of dozens, but I think that's what you're going to run into. We've got counties, we've got towns, we've got cities, townships, whatever you might, you know, however you might divide up communities. There are probably every single community in downstate Illinois would absolutely be against this. I don't see anyone in downstate Illinois being in favor of this at all. And then five Chicago suburbs. Now, I'm not that versed in how many suburbs there are around Chicago, but I'm thinking that five is a lot. Five is a good number of suburbs to be against this. These are the hurdles that remain against this, which thankfully that's the case, because if there are hurdles, then maybe that will stop this from actually happening. But if we go earlier in the article, this is one of the reasons that I wanted to bring it up on this particular episode, because I started talking about politicians pandering, and here's some more of politicians pandering, because the way the article starts out, it says phasing out the combustion fuels, coal by 2035 and gas a decade later. We could just stop there. Well, it says it's a key element of Governor J.B. Pritzker's plans to move Illinois into a clean energy future. Well, that's great. 2035. Pritzker will not be governor in 2035. A decade later, he definitely will not be governor. We're going to have, you know, a few elections between now and then. So this is really kind of meaningless. This is kind of something that Pritzker is just throwing out there as a way to stir up his followers. And so it's just more pandering. It's more, you know, it's rhetoric without actually doing anything, which thankfully they're doing this. I prefer the rhetoric to the actual doing of it. I would much rather he talk about banning coal and not actually get done than to not say a word and suddenly coal is banned. However, it's ridiculous and it needs pointed out. And it's to me, it's our responsibility as citizens to point out when our elected officials are doing things like this. It's just pandering. It's just let's just call BS. You know, when it's there, we just need to call it out. And that's what this is. So while, I mean, come on, 2035 and gas a decade later, that's 2035 is 14 years from now. It's 2021. That is 14 years from now. And gas a decade later, that's 24 years from now. I will be 74 24 years from now. This is not, come on. Why we're talking about it now that we're going to come on. This is pandering. It's obviously pandering. It's obviously just Pritzker just trying to stir up the pot. Of course he did, you know, here I am, I'm talking about it. So mission accomplished, Pritzker, but it's not actually going to do anything. And if anything, we need to, just call it out, like I said. And if, you know, beyond that, we need to vote these people out. They don't need to be doing this. Come on. We don't need people who are just talk and not doing something about it. We need people who are actually going to do something about it. So, you know, I'm here to point these things out for you. So that'll wrap up today's episode. I just wanted to kind of throw that in. That was a last minute article that I saw. And I know this is kind of a longer episode, but I wanted to get everything in. It seems like every day there's 5 or 10 articles, new things happening, that it's like you got to pick which one you're going to talk about. Biden G7 was definitely a good one to talk about. We're going to have a lot from that. I think there's going to be several days worth of content pulled out of that. And then just, you know, showing when our politicians, our local politicians, state and federal, are just pandering to their base and not actually doing anything at all. And that just needs pointed out. So that's what I'm here for. So we will wrap it up right now. And we will come back again tomorrow with some brand new articles and some news from our esteemed politicians, to find out what's going on in our state and in our federal government. So until then, have a wonderful day.